Toshiba.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, fine.
Okay, you're holding here, I think, by Avoda. Vachachamal Avoda?
I think so.
Okay, so we did that Mudav Taira?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So he was speaking about the Sariya Muda that the world stands on. And then he spoke about the Muda Voida. Vachakach Oma Allah Voida. Voida, which is, I guess, particularly significant these days, it's the right Indian to learn. He says that the second Oma is Voida. Vavoida, she avoided the Etzim Rishona, he avoided the Karbonis. Avoida the Etzim is Avoida in Karbonis. The end of a yisur is there, and there's nothing more primary than that. The chol shad vayim shemasiyas hamitzvus lasayis itzayin Hashem isparach nichlolim tachas avoda. Rak avoda rishim kodem akol. Let's talk about this, because there's a lot of the kudus in this. Let's start with some the kudus ball. The term avoda, just the word avoda, especially the way it's translated in English, is serving God. It sounds very much as if I know that when I go and I need to be served, I'm either lazy or it's too hard for me to make a meal, or somebody serves me a meal. I mean, if somebody serves in the army, you need to be defended, and somebody's serving the army. All of the language of serving a service implies that you need to render a service, a job has to be done, and somebody's doing it. That's very hard to understand in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it comes in. I mean, even the word Oyved, you have Oyved in Lashon Kodesh is usually what you're doing. He's Oyved Adama, that we know, you have Avodah Kasha, but Oyved Hashem is a very hard concept. You also need to understand why Karbonis, Bedafka, and so on. So let's take a look, let's try to understand the Sheresh word Avodah. The difference between Avodah and Melacha is Melacha means craft. In other words, if you're doing something that you determine the surah of what it is that you're doing, then you're Baal Melacha. Baal Melacha is somebody who is doing something that he's determined what it is that he wants to accomplish. Like a craft would be Melechas Machsheves, called Melacha Leifasu. Melech has to be Melechas Machsheves. It's got to be something with the tachlis of the Melacha has been determined by me as well. Avoda refers to the physical doing of it. Where an Eved works and does not at all set the agenda of what it is that he's doing. He's not creating anything. He's applying his work to it. A melacha is always done for yourself. I mean, even if the craftsman sells the plates or the pans or the tables to other people, but the word is, he was kaveya a certain goal, he was kaveya a certain tzura, and he fulfills it. Every job that we call melacha, the person is kaveya the final tzura, and he's the one who he actualizes it. He may be doing it for somebody else. He may be selling it for other people, but that doesn't make a difference. Avoda is where I give over my working time and ability to somebody else. An Eved is somebody who's mitzias is a motor for somebody else. He does for an other person. That's what avdus is. So Avodah refers to specifically giving over, just like a person has a hand and a foot that belongs to him, his energy, his time, and his work also belong to him. They are his. The person has a certain amount of koyach, and that koyach is him in a very essential way. A person has the ability to do X amount. That's his prized possession. When it's given over to somebody else, then what he's doing is called avoda, and he's an eved to somebody. L'halacha, we learn that a poel can quit even in the middle of the day, because kilibnei yisrael avodimei. If you're not able to set the goals of the work you're doing, that is avdas like, and that the entire soul should be mufka, by all rights should be mufka from that. That is the mitzias of avdas and avoda. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two panim in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One panim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, and it's Ke'edim B'Tzel Malakim, and he let him be from Aret HaShemayim, and there is a realization of Ratzon HaBorei by becoming as big as a tourist Adam as he could be. The fact that Malachim said Shir of the Adam is really what Adam should be. So there is in Tzuras Adam the need to become as great as you are by being an independent being. A Tzuras Adam realizing within himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one side. So one side is a person who sees himself as independent and as reaching himself, the godless. The second facet of a person's yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the etzim his sheirish, and everything he has he owes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll give a push to Marshall that's not a stereo. A person who has children, so to have real nachas, to have real Yiddish nachas, you need two things. First of all, the kid needs to become accomplished. The nachas is measured by having the achievements of the child. You know, the greater the achievements, the greater your nachas is. And the second half is that the child say, I got this all from my parents. This is the chinuch I got. This is what they put into me. This is their mesiras nefesh. I'm a result of that. That's nachas b'shleimus. If you're missing one of the two, for instance, if the kid it has great achievements, but he says, you know, it's a nef, I turned out to be so chashuv considering the parents I have, I don't think it's a terribly big nachas for the parents. If he doesn't owe up to where, if he doesn't say this is coming from the Sheirish, but the Adrava, despite the Sheirish, it's a terrible nachas. On the other hand, the kid is very sweet, and he's very, very respectful of his parents, but at the age of 25, if he still holds on his father's hand when he's taking a walk, and he hasn't accomplished anything, there's also no nachas ruach in it. The nachas ruach of a person's yitzira is when the yitzira itself is great and it acknowledges it's where it's coming from. So Tzuras Adam Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries in itself the same tutchunis. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a malach that sits on every bria and says, Gadel is makan, and says, become big. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachas ruach in the children are when they're accomplished, when they have a tzelem olakim in its largest oifen. And secondly, they have to acknowledge and say, you know, me'onu mechayenu mechasteinu. That the batlos tereshayrish is what gives it its tzura. So Torah, the emes, is an expression of godless Adam. For instance, in Torah it says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bezna Shalmaila were arguing, were arguing about who would who's right, and it said, let's go down and see what he says. That is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's in Torah, it's Leila Shemaini. He gave it to us, and a person becomes big in Torah. Torah is your own accomplishment and achievement. And that's the first amud that the world is standing on. The second amud is that the person who is a gadol b'Torah should say, v'ish ma'isha ana v'kol adam. He should say, listen, this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. This is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what he wants, and this is what he means. That act is called Avodah. The core of Avodah is to give back to the Sheirish what appears to be in the Anaf. In other words, when the child, we're sitting at a Masiva, and the child is praised as being Chashav Admoid, and the child turns around and says, it's not mine, it's my parents, that's an act of giving his self back to the Sheirish. He's being mishabed into something else. If a person takes his kayachas and is mishabed into anything, the word mishabed is from the word evet. It is the same word. When you attach it to something else, that's called avoda and avdus and so on. So you have a second nekuda over here, which is called avdus, and that's in avoda, that's what's expressed. Korbanos are the act of giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs, a person's mekayim the mitzvahs, and we'll see later, the mitzvahs have two panim to it, but a mitzvah is an accomplishment, primarily my own accomplishment. I do this, I do this. It's certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah for me. But the act of kind of giving back, being mevatel something to the Sheirish, is always, is Korbanos. Korbanos means the person gives of self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you give your mominess to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's giving yourself. You and your mominess are the same. It's the time and the effort and the neshama you put into it, and you're giving it back. You're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first, that's how we ought to understand the machlekes kayim v'hevel. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take from kayim because it was lacking something. It's two ways. If I lend somebody my car, and then I call him up and I say, Chaim, you know, I really need the car tonight. And he says, tonight it's too difficult for me to give it to you, but seeing that you're a nice guy, I'll give you the car tomorrow night. One second. It's my car. You're choosing my car. And now you're balabatavinging and you're telling me I can't quite give you what you asked me for because, you know, listen, just like someone comes to ask me to use my car, mamish, and I tell him, tonight's hard, would it be of help tomorrow night? That's a very nice statement. I don't owe you anything. It's not your car. It's my car. Mine needs to come first. I'm trying to be helpful. But if you lend me the car, and when you come and ask me for the car, I grab a stick and I say, tonight I can't give it. It's really asking too much to give it to you tonight, but tomorrow night I'll be happy to give it to you. That's a chutzpah. So Avdus is where the herring to HaKadosh Baruch, giving him korbanos means what is mine, shali v'shalachem shalohi. It's what I have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It calls for the best, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a fat sheep or a skinny sheep or any sheep, but if I'm willing to give up something that I'm not so chas on, then I'm lacking in the hisbatlus that's inherent in Avdus. I haven't accomplished what avdus is because a kachpoch doesn't need presents. Doesn't need I should give anything. So the giving him the very best, the very core, is not accomplishing what I'm supposed to accomplish. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but when a person gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best, then the person is, he's expressing that nekuda of giving the sheirish, giving back to the sheirish. So when you have a when you have avdus, the malach of avdus starts with karbonis because hakrava means giving up of myself, and it means giving it, bringing it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to himself by the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the sheirish and me the hemshich. And everything really has its makom b'sheirish. The hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where it's coming from is the real kirva mitzad teichen. Just like a Talmud acknowledges his Rebbe and a child acknowledges his father, because where he's coming from, here also. So we have so the mahalach of avoda, the mahalach of the fat of avoda. Is his batlus in the sense of acknowledging the emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mocker and I'm tzachakol ahemshech of it. The Maral in a lot of places, when he speaks about the union of his batlus in his language, he calls it the olol being bottled to the ilah. I think we've explained this once before. The Maral has two lashonos he uses for cause and effect, Siba and Mesayvev, and Ila and Olu. The difference is, Siba and Mesayvev, Siba and Mesayvev is more the following. Let's say I'm sitting and thinking, trying to think of a Svara, for how to answer something. Somebody yells something across the room, maybe not even Shaykh, but the word he uses jogs my mind, jiggles my mind, and I have a teretz. So I can tell the person, honestly, you caused me to think of the Svara, but I can't attribute the Svara to that person. But let's say I hear an explanation from my Rebbe, I hear a Vart, and from that Vart I can take out a nekuda. I say be'etzem, in Reb Chaim's words, bemis ligs my nekuda. I carved it out of it. I said it a little bit of different surah. I applied it to our case. I gave it a knach. Of a tachlus, if you think about it, that's where it's coming from. Ilan Olu is a shayrish in a more substantial way than in a, it's not Sibam Seva, but it's Ilan Olu. That's the mitzvah of Ilan Olu, and the Maral uses it tons of times when it comes to like Avoda to his Batlus, to all these things. So Avoda be'etzem is his Batlus. Ishtachava finds its place in Avoda, in the Mikdash and in Avoda. So Korbanis, Ishtachava, even Tefillah, the understanding of Tefillah is the purpose of tefillah is not to inform HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if you want to get me a present, this is appropriate. I need bracha, I need refuah, I need das, and so on. It's obviously not the kavana. The kavana is to deher the person's chisorin. In other words, a person is pretty happy and comfortable with himself. Baruch Hashem, I have the amount of das I have the good health I have the money I have, versteht sich da, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows, how to show him what things could happen, and we have to be misbal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep us safe. That's a very, very balbatish to have. The emes is, three times a day, we start from scratch. We say, I don't have anything, and therefore, asking all over again. Asking for Bina three times a day is not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu should know to give it to you, but that you should profess your awareness that you are not your Reka Midas until a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Einayim, and to what did everything else. That's the Mahalach of the Das and the Tefillah. So Tefillah takes the place of Karbonis in Avodah, because in the sense that a person is Mevatel's own Metzias, it is most profoundly expressed in Tefillah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash Kaim, the word Karbonis, why is it that a person couldn't express this idea of hispatlus through tefillah? I mean, it seems almost like more of a profound hispatlus if a person has this avodah shebalev instead of taking a carbon and this should have been him and so on. But it seems like there's much more of a tifa avodah in tefillah than there is in karbonis.
Well, first of all, we never thought you had to bring karbonis, and that's part of what we're lacking. That's part of why it's so hard to be misable these days, because we never had a real time of it. Karbonis, like all mitzvahs, you know, talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim is wonderful. You said all the shmuzim amar in the world, eating a kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of marah and drinking a glass of wine by seva creates a profound awareness that does not exist. In the Olam HaMaisa, if a person takes a sizable chunk of Nechassim, and if you have the Kavanas, like the Chinuch says, Ramban says, that you're giving back life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Bal Chaim is life. It's the highest form of life that we can make use of. And we're Zeveach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we're owing up what it is that you know, that this goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is all Hashem's. So it is a more profound awareness. We would never zeicha to have that. Imagine somebody who later becomes a Saginor, it feels very bad. Imagine somebody who's born a Saginor. So we think, oh, that's terrible. But the person who's born a Saginor, you know, Leroy Moiris Miyamov, he feels bad. You know, people talk about there's a thing called sight, which allows you to kind of see things, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Karbonis had the effect that a person was able to sense giving up his batlos and so on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really where it's at. That's the mitzvah of Avodah. So it's the second leg that the world stands on. So everything is included in Avodah. Like Avodah Rishon B'Karakar, in a certain sense, Avodah Zish, because it relates to that Shorish. Well, the Fikach Avodah Yamud El Olam, it's the first of all, it's a primary mitzvah. Shemizeh Yashav Adam Sholem V'Toyv Mishabro Kashu Oyvid Lai. Mitzvah Shia Adam Sholem V'Toyv Bairi. This is linking Adam to Klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke before about the Chibur Vat Gadlos in Adam. It's Toyv Mitzad Adam, Toyv Mitzad people around Toyv Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to touch on one more nekuda in this Indian. Mitzvahs, he's implying here, I see Rav Hoffman also noticed it, mitzvahs are lumped under Avodah. A lot of places, the Rambam, the Maral implies mitzvahs are part of Torah. When we speak about Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah, we're talking about the mitzvahs as well. We don't just mean Talmud Torah, we talk about mitzvahs general. So the answer is as follows. Every mitzvah has in itself the emes to halakim. If I'm blowing shofar, there are two nekudas in it. There is the shofar and the blowing and the implications of it and what it means to a person. The Rambam on Moshe Moinavuchim constantly refers to mitzvahs as the sichlius of the mitzvahs are what affect a person. In other words, the person extracts a certain lesson from a mitzvah. A mitzvah makes a tikkun in a person, a mitzvah does things in a person, it changes the person, it elevates a person, and so on. That is one chelik of every mitzvah. And then there's a second chelik, I'm doing it because I was told to do it. Like the Gemara says, you know, lama teiken, achmana matikun. All of it, the obligation to do it is because Akash Baruch Hu said so. And I do it always because Akash Baruch Hu was Mechayev. The Rambam, famous Rambam, says that the reason why we don't, the Rambam says that the reason why we do the mitzvahs are all done machmas that tzivui after Hashina, not the time before. We don't do Gid Anasha because of Yaakov Avinu. We do Gid Anasha because of the Torah. That the Torah is mitzvah and Sinai and so on, and Mila and so on. The word is in every mitzvah we can cut it into two halves. There's the half, the tzura of the mitzvah, and it's tachlis, and so on, and that definitely is there for the person's sake, elevates a person, and that's part of Torah. And then there is the tzivri part of it, the part that I've got to do it, and I'm doing it because I'm a mitzvah to do it, and that belongs to Avodah. So carbon is the sheirish of Avodah, and mitzvah in that sense is the hemshich of Avodah. Okay, any questions?
Just on the a little bit related on the thing of the Anova, of Ishmael Anov Ma'oid, how we machze the whole thing to the Shoresh.
Right.
Well, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, there is the chelik that the person puts in his own avoda, his own effort, his own ashkar. So when we say
what
Torah? No, in his own avoda,
take
Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything at the end boils down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but l'chore there is that element that the person himself has put in. So when we say we machze everything to the shoresh, in the moshul of the child with his parents, at the end of the day the child has done something which the father didn't give him. He's added another level which wasn't there. It hasn't just happened by itself.
Yeah.
So, klappi...
hold one second. I need very careful. Yeah, sorry.
So, klappi asan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chore, there is that level that we have, so to speak, added, which is something which we created. How do we...
There's a klal, Mashakon Eved Kana Rabbi. If we... In a shayushtik way, we can be proud of what we accomplished, but it's not mine. If a person... If I take you to work in my field, and the field belongs to me, the seed belongs to me, and you're my evet, or I hired you, so you're not a shutif in the potatoes. You can be proud that you did what you're supposed to do, you used it wisely, but it's not your potato. Whereas if you plow and my field and put it in, then you have a chelak in it. Yeah, you have a bailus. You have. Because you put some of your kayach into it. When a person, avoda is connected the sense of ownership that it's mine. You know, I did it, is that I possess it. Certainly, that I accomplished what was asked of me, if the person was able to feel that way, you know, whatever sense, then fine, that is good, but in as far as the teichon of a person, that's very different.
I understand.
What?
I understand.
Yes. So it's not that a person can't walk around and make a fool of himself and say he didn't do anything, because first of all, so he'll never do anything. If I know that at the end of the day I never did anything, then I didn't do anything. Listen, like a gabbai who does his job faithfully. The money was not his. He gave it the way he was supposed to give it. He did it for the mysterious. So it's a job well done. That's the Nafkamina is but a person takes it for himself, avdus requires deharing it as being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference. Whose is it then? Okay, any other questions? So I guess next week is not that. Yeah, so Met Hashem, when this man rolls around again, let's be clear, we have a date now. Thursday in Elul, which is the first Thursday. I assume it'll be...
The next Thursday.
Well, that's Chet Elul. It's Zayin Elul.
Zayin Elul.
Okay, so Met Hashem Zayin Elul will be back again. And we should be zeichet to have a fight again. It's part of the hardship of it is that we don't have the time. The Yaakov Weinberg, one of our ones, spoke to Meshach Torah, and someone was asking him about Avodah Zarah, and he said, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was at the height of the Yetzirah, and we can't even appreciate, he said, you know, we don't have the Yetzirah, but we can't even appreciate what it means that people were looking to be Ovid something. So this is it's something that a person. I mean, that's part of the tragedy of it is that we lost it. We never knew what it is. We don't have any deher and any havana of what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schreich.
Cool. Bye.